out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy, Red Ryder.
You get your job done?
Most of it.
What do you mean, most of it?
Well, we was just finishing the last hole on Jim Chase's East 40 when an old friend of yours paid us a call.
What are you driving at?
I mean, Red Ryder spotted us and run us off.
Ryder? Well, this is going to be even better than I'd hoped for. Ever hear of killing two birds with one stone, Lobo? I'm not only going to end up owning every ranch in this valley, but I'm going to get rid of Mr. Ryder once and for all.
Well, settle back comfortably now, because presently you'll be on the edges of your chairs as Thundering Tumbleweed gets underway. Red's coming up against a problem that's going to tax every ounce of his skill and energy if he hopes to solve it. Buckskin and Little Beaver are riding hard across the sunburned prairie heading for Dobytown because Red has heard that Bragg Kilgore had been seen making tracks for the frontier town himself not more than 48 hours ago. As they ride up the slope of a rocky barranca and look down onto the range, Little Beaver suddenly reins up his pony and points toward a distant waterhole.
Oh, Red Ryder, look him. Look him down there by waterhole.
Where, Little Beaver? Where do you see a Well, I'll be blamed. How come you can see that far? Are those men down there?
Cartwheels to Calabasas. Them is men. And they're doing something to that water, too.
They sure are. Looks to me like they're pouring something into that water hole. Unless I miss my guess, those Jaspers are trying to poison every head of cattle on this range.
We ride them off, eh, Red Ryder? We chase them away?
Doggone tootin' right, son. If they're aiming to kick up trouble, I'm aiming to see that they get it. Come on, let's ride.
Get his wheel.
Ride them down, Thunder. Come on, Thunder.
Yeah, Red. We gonna let them have armors get away?
No sense going any farther. We'd lose them anyway in those rocks. And what damage they've done's been done already.
Here, look at a can of medicine. Smelling powerful bad.
Here, hand me that can, Little Beaver. Why, the skunk's poison, all right. Hope no cattle's been drinking this water.
See, maybe we save them just in time, Red. See over there, them cattle heading this way? Maybe they're coming for water.
Well, best thing we can do is ride over and head them off. Maybe some punches with them.
We ride them. Get them up, Pappas.
All right, out there, boy. Stretch. Come on, Thunder.
Watch them yearlings over there, Brad.
I see them, Mr. Chase. Hey, who's that coming? Yonder. Just
t'other
side of the
mesquite. Yeah, carrying some cordial can, ain't he? Hey, we better be finding out. Hold on there, stranger.
Oh, howdy, mister. Are those your cattle?
You're dead blame right, them's my cattle. Now, suppose you explain what you got in that can you're carrying.
Well, that's what I rode over here about. We saw some jaspers poisoned in the water hole.
Well, that talk's mighty easy. But if you run them off, what are you doing carrying the poison?
Gilded lilies to Gehenna. Didn't expect it to leave it there for someone else to use, did
that's
you?
That's exactly what I'm going to find out. Meanwhile, just keep your hands away from your holsters.
Aye, sure, but...
I'm doing the talking. Red, round up the other hand. Unless this fella's got a better excuse why he's packing poison, we're going to have us a little burying party.
What's the matter? Someone been poisoning your beef?
And I ain't the only one. Almost every rancher using this lower range has had steers fall over like flies.
You make a big mistake. Red Ryder just run them off the men who poison water hole.
Did you say Red Ryder?
Yeah, that's what the folks call me. But I haven't the honor of knowing your name.
Well, I'll be hamstrung. We sure have heard enough about you, Ryder.
Mind telling me if you got any ideas about what's been happening?
Well, if you mean who's been poisoning the water holes, mean and nobody else knows. All we know is practically every rancher in the valley's in debt to Dan Parker. Parker owns a general store in Derby Town.
I see. You mean Parker might be behind it?
No, sirree. That's just what I don't mean. We all been trading with Dan Parker for years now. He carries us on his books until shipping time. Then each year, after we sell off our beef, we settle our accounts.
I see. You mean this year, with your beef being poisoned, you're not going to be able to pay Parker what you owe him?
That's about the way it looks, Ryder.
Mm-hmm. Supposing I ride into town and talk to Parker, think it might do some good?
Well, might not do no good, but sure won't do no harm. You know how it is. Man hates to talk poor mouth to an old friend.
Well, if that's the case, I'll leave this can with you, and I'll be riding into town. Fast.
Howdy, boss.
Hello, Lobo. Sit down.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
Well, to get your job done?
Most of it.
What do you mean, most of it?
Well, we was just finishing the last hole on Jim Chase's East 40 when an old friend of yourn paid us a call.
What are you driving at?
I mean Red Ryder spotted us and run us off.
Ryder? Well, this is going to be even better than I'd hoped for. Ever hear of killing two birds with one stone, Lobo?
Yeah.
I'm not only going to end up owning every ranch in this valley, but I'm going to get rid of Mr. Ryder once and for all.
Oh, now look, Bragg, you hired me for one job. If you want to take care of Red Ryder, that's up to you. I don't want any part of that, Jasper.
Yeah, by the time I get through with him, there won't be any part left for anyone else. Now, when them ranchers learn they haven't got enough cattle left to pay Dan Parker what they owe him, they're going to find out that Bragg Kilgore bought out Parker's store.
You're crazy. Parker will never sell.
No. Parker will never sell. But his widow will.
Hmm? Widow?
That's what I said. Now, I want you to go over to Parker's store and talk him into an argument. You understand? Poor fella's got a hasty temper. When he goes for his gun, I'm depending on you to outdraw him.
Oh, Kilgore, I'll hand it to you. If Parker goes for his gun first, it's going to be just too bad.
Well, you'd better be getting over to Parker's store. I like my gunnings to be done one at a time.
There's no need for you to stay here at the store, Mary. Business about over for the day.
It just dusting off the shelves, Dan. That calico picks up every bit of dust.
Well, I guess I was wrong. Uh-huh. Here comes another customer. Oh, afternoon, mister. What can I do for you?
I want a pound of sugar, Parker.
Yes, sir. Right here.
I said I wanted a pound.
Sure, I heard you. This is a pound sack.
Are you aiming to call me a liar?
Now, look here, mister. I didn't ask you to come in my store.
Yeah, but I come in, and I'm not going to have a thieving crook like you try to give me a half pound and call it a pound.
Now, get out of here. Clean out. I'm just giving you three to vamoose out of here.
Dan, now go.
Look, you crooked old sidewinder.
Right.
Nobody's putting me out of no place.
Yeah, well, I'll show you. You...
Dan, watch out. Dan!
All right, hold it, you.
Get away from that door.
Who did the shooting here, ma'am?
This man. He killed my husband.
Well, if I were you, I'd leave my right hand just where it is, mister. You two watch the door.
You betcha, McGregor.
Now, look. Parker went for his gun first. I only shot in self-defense.
Is that true, ma'am?
Yes, I tried to stop him, but Dan drew first.
Well, now you're satisfied?
I can't say I'm satisfied, but... Go on. Get out.
Dan, why did you do it?
Ma'am, I'm sure sorry I didn't get here 2 seconds earlier. I know saying how sorry I am won't bring your husband back, but there are other ways of squaring up accounts.
You've been very kind, but there's nothing you can do now.
Well, there's a lot I can do. And I'm going to tear this town apart until I find the coyote I'm hunting for, Bragg Kilgore.
Same, bartender. Yes, sir. I got good cause for celebrating.
I figured you had, Bragg.
What? Well, if it ain't my old friend Ryder.
If I didn't have something else on my mind, Bragg, I'd see that you apologized for calling me a friend of yours.
Well, asking for an apology and getting one are two different things, Ryder.
I generally get what I ask for. You ought to know that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because you're always asking the wrong people.
Maybe. Yeah, but maybe it's because you've always managed to deal yourself out every time I've called.
Oh, I don't know. Seems every time I've asked for a showdown, you're the one who didn't draw.
Well, I'm putting all my chips on the table now, Bragg. And if you want to ask for a draw, I'm ready to fill my hand.
The trouble with you is that deck you're talking about may be full of jokers.
Maybe I better make myself clear. Dan Parker was just shot down in cold blood. And I thought you'd be interested in knowing I was making it my business to find out why.
Well, I never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Parker, but he was a friend of yours. I can't say that I'm exactly sorry.
Well, you will be sorry. You'll be sorry the first time you or any of your gun hands try to finish what you've started.
I told you this before, Ryder. You talk too much. Now, you'll excuse me. I'll be enjoying myself.
Why, sure, Bragg. Enjoy everything while you can. I was going anyhow. But the next time I see you, you'd better fill your hand for sure. Because I'll be looking at you right over the barrel of a .44.
Doggone if I don't like to hear Red Ryder when someone crosses him. It's certainly a thrill as he stands there with his hands swinging easily next to his holster, his eyes coldly riveted on his adversary's face. As we rejoin Red Ryder, we find Bragg Kilgore just entering the general store. The store now run by Dan Parker's widow, since Kilgore's gunslinger Lobo had killed the local merchant.
Good morning. Is there something I can do for you?
I reckon you're Mrs. Parker.
That's right.
Kilgore's the name, Mrs. Parker.
Huh?
Sort of stranger over here in Dobie Town, but I'm aiming on settling. Some of the boys at the hotel told me about the misfortune you had yesterday. I mean about your husband.
Well, now, that's mighty kind of you, a stranger, come over to pay your sympathies.
I want you to believe me, Mrs. Parker. Sympathy is just what made me drop in today. You see, I got to thinking about how difficult it might be for a woman like you to try and run a store alone.
Yes, I'm afraid it really takes a man's mind to run a business.
Exactly. Now, I come down here looking for a business to go into myself, and I thought with you probably wanting to sell... Me wanting to buy...
Well, I wasn't thinking of selling out, Mr. Kilgore.
Well, I know this may be kind of sudden, but... I'm willing to pay a fair price, all cash. Say, $2,000.
$2,000? Why, not counting our stock, we got more than $15,000 owed us on the books.
From what I hear, Mrs. Parker, that $15,000 isn't worth the ink it took to write it. I don't aim to argue with a woman. I'm a fair man. When my mind's made up, I don't generally let anyone change it.
Now, you listen to me.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Parker, but it's you who's going to do the listening. I got $3,000 here in cash. So, supposing you sit down and start writing out a bill of sale.
Well, if I were a man, I'd blow you through that door with more gun smoke than you could swallow.
But seeing you're not, get out your paper and start writing.
Seeing as Bragg came in here to spend his money... Suppose you accommodate him, Mrs. Parker.
Ryder, what are you doing here?
Drop that gun, Bragg. Now, that's better. Next time, maybe you'd better wait to go for your gun like you usually do, when my back's turned.
Oh, Mr. Ryder, I'm mighty glad you walked in when you did.
Well, I didn't exactly walk in. I was passing by, smelled something bad, looked in. Sure enough, Kilgore was in here.
I've told you before, Ryder, you talk too much.
Suppose you pick up Mr. Kilgore's gun, Little Beaver. It's a mite too handy lying there on the floor.
Me pick them for sure, Red Ryder.
Although I don't think it's necessary. Men like Bragg would rather wait till they're hiding behind a rock and dry gulch your man.
Will you see that he gets out of here, Mr. Ryder?
Or if you don't mind, Mrs. Parker, not just yet. When a man's got that much cash to spend, a smart merchant ought to accommodate him.
Yeah, maybe you know what you're talking about, but I don't.
I just figured that since Mrs. Parker hasn't done much cash business this year, maybe I'd help you spend $200-$300 here. Since you're so all fired raring to buy something.
I don't want his money, Mr. Ryder.
Who said it was his money? I'd hate to think just where it came from. Get a couple of those picks and shovels over there, Buckskin. Load them into Mr. Kilgore's arms.
Hey, you're a ding-dong, doggone key wrecked the wheel. And he's going to be a darn good customer.
What do I want with picks and shovels?
Why, I heard talk around that you were fixing to dig your own grave. Now stretch your arms out.
Ryder, you're going to pay for this.
Wrong again, Bragg. You're going to pay for this. And that'll be exactly $40. Now, how about some of that calico, Mrs. Parker?
What color do you want, Mr. Ryder?
Let's see. About $80 worth of that pretty yellow. Should be mighty becoming to you, Bragg, yellow.
By the time I get through with you, Ryder, the laugh will be on the other side of your face.
Oh, it's just too bad your arms are so full now, with all that money you've still got left. And knowing what you're going to be needing soon, I'd like to sell you a nice headstone.
Jumped up John Thomas, Red. Hey, that there's a good one.
Maybe it's a good thing they got headstones in stock. Because I got a sneaking idea they'll be buying one for you.
Oh, Little Beaver, open the door for the gentleman. And as he goes out, be sure to get one of those $100 bills.
That $100 is only a down payment, Ryder. Before I'm through with you, you're going to be paid in full.
Now, that's a deal, Bragg. And whenever you feel you can pay in full, you'll find me ready to give you a receipt.
Me open door, Mr. Kilgore.
Oh, Mr. Ryder, I don't know how to thank you.
No thanks are necessary. Besides, the time for thanks hasn't come yet. Oh, I mean, Kilgore's found out that all the ranchers in Dobie Valley owe you money. And he's decided to cripple them and force you to sell out. And then attach all their ranches for what they owe.
Oh, how terrible.
Then why you no get him, Kilgore Red Rider?
Son, because he isn't the kind to put his neck out. He always has some gunman to do his dirty work. And until we get his gunman red-handed, this game's not over.
Well, that certainly makes sense, but I don't see what we can do about it.
Well, what we've got to do is to force Kilgore's hand. To figure some way to make him turn those gun hands loose on something crooked.
Yeah, maybe so, Ray, but you've always said that Bragg Kilgore's plenty smart.
Right, and there's only one thing to do with a man who's plenty smart. You just play your card so he'll outsmart himself. So, come on, Little Beaver, Buckskin. You've got to round up the ranchers and get them in here to Mrs. Parker's store before it's too late.
Everybody.
Quiet. Stop acting as if you're
running
this whole show, Ryder. Let Mrs. Parker do her own talking.
I've turned everything over to Red Ryder. He's taken over my business, and you'll have to do what he says.
Now, there's no sense of your grumbling, because it's not going to do you any good. Business is business, and that means cash in the barrel head. Just because Mrs. Parker's poor husband was soft-hearted enough to let you owe him thousands of dollars, there's no reason to think you can get away with it from now on.
I should have strung you up the other day when I had you.
Well, maybe you should, but I'm in the saddle now. And I'm collecting every cent that's owed this store. I'm giving you all exactly 5 days to come in and pay dollar for dollar for what you owe. Or by ginger, we'll attach every ranch in Dobie Valley. Now, you'd better start selling off your cattle.
You dirty crook. Taking advantage of us when you know our cattle's been dying off like flies.
Instead of standing around here calling me names, if you'd all get together and start a drive up to the railhead, you'd be back here in time to pay your honest debts. Now go on. I've wasted all the time I'm going to waste talking to you.
Bragg, did you hear what happened?
What do you mean, Lobo?
Ryder, that's what I mean.
Well, what's he up to now?
Plenty. Reason he run you out of that store was he took over himself.
Himself? What? Why, you're crazy.
Crazy nothing. I just come from across the street. He had every rancher that owes Mrs. Parker a dollar over there, and he laid it on with a whip. He told them that unless they paid every cent they owed inside of 5 days, that he was taking over every ranch in the valley.
Why, that low-down, sneaking horse thief. Always knew there was a crooked streak someplace in Ryder. Hey, but how's he reckon they're going to raise the money to pay off?
Well, he told them to take what cattle they got left, join up in one big drive, and sell it off.
Well, now, isn't that just wonderful? He's just playing straight into my hand.
Oh, yeah, sure. Walking right in and taking your deal out from under you.
Don't you see what this means? When them ranchers get out on the trail, you're going to round up some of your friends and run off their cattle.
Greg, you know more angles than Sawtooth Canyon.
Well, never mind the backslapping. Now get out and round up 10 of the best gun hands in the county. This is one time Ryder's walking his neck right into a noose.
Remember what I told you? That Red was going to need every bit of his skill and energy to solve this problem? Well, now you can see what I mean, because he's up against as ornery a critter in Bragg Kilgore as any he's ever met. Back again to Thundering Tumbleweeds and the exciting and daring finish to Red's plan of action. Rejoining Red, Buckskin, and Little Beaver, we find them riding as swiftly as the winter wind along a trail which overlooks the great cattle drive Red has ordered in the valley below.
Ooh, thunder. Ooh, boy.
You see him, cattle drive, Red Ryder?
Hey, you see them there 10 riders are hiding in them there cottonwoods awaiting to bushwhack the ranchers?
By George, I sure do. Recognize the leader of that gang?
Yeah. Same man what come into Parker's store and shot Mr. Parker.
Then that little trick worked. Both the ranchers and the Kilgore gang fell for it.
Look, Redbreaker, over by Butte's. Right in Sheriff Posse.
Good. They didn't get here any too soon, because if you look at the cottonwoods, you'll see Bragg starting the raid.
We better write him, tell him, Sheriff.
You better fly him, tell him, Sheriff. The way things are going, we may be too late. All right, Thunder, get started. Gotta move fast, boys. Come on, up.
A few more ranchers.
Oh, no, you're not.
Right.
Come on, get in there, Thunder. This is one time you're not going to get away, Kilgore. I'm going to drag you all to that saddle.
Will you rip me with your spurs, will you? There, you. I'll take care of you.
I think so, Sheriff. A little mossed up. But I got the leader of the gang.
Lem, Steve, round up these gunslingers and get them back to town. You ride back with me, Red. The ranchers and Mrs. Parker will be kind of anxious to thank you for all you've done.
I can't tell you how grateful I am for all you've done.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. Parker. I'm just sorry I arrived too late to have saved your husband.
Well, Red, I guess the ranchers around here won't forget you for a long time to come.
Nah, dog, as they shouldn't. Red had to whoop him just the way you would a spoiled child to get him to do anything.
Well, it hurt me more than it hurt them. Well, Mrs. Parker, we've got to be getting home.
Goodbye, Mrs. Parker, and we all wish him good luck.
Goodbye, Red. Thanks again from the bottom of my heart.
All right, boys, let's get on these horses and start for Painted Valley.
Adios, compadres. Hasta la vista.
Get up, Pepper.
Doggone it, don't you stand there. Start a running, says the Bill.
And that goes for you, too, Thunder. All right, head for home.
Pound that trail.